On March 24, 1933, Hitler continued to expand his power by introducing the Enabling Act, granting him the power to create laws by decree. Following the death of President von Hindenburg in August 1934, Hitler claimed absolute power by declaring himself Der Führer, leader and dictator of Nazi Germany. For the next 5 years, Hitler would gain totalitarian control over Germany by utilizing the SS, SA, Hitler Youth, and Aryan propaganda. All these components heavily relied on the Aryan Volk concept, which reinforced ideas of German supremacy and formed an identity. This idea also encouraged Germans to preserve their dominant blood through eugenics, ensuring their bloodline would not be tainted by non-Germans. In March 1938, with armed forces he was not supposed to have, per the terms of the Treaty of Versailles, Hitler invaded Austria, his homeland, in what was called the Anschluss, German for the Peaceful Union. Within days, the Austrian government aligned with Germany and began implementing similar laws against Jews and other enemies of the Reich, German for Empire. Hitler continued his territorial gains in September when he demanded that Czechoslovakia give up the Sudetenland, an area that bordered Germany because the residents spoke German and were of German descent. Against the wishes of Czechoslovakia, the Western European governments negotiated the Munich Agreement under the leadership of Neville Chamberlain, Prime Minister of Britain, and gave the land to Hitler. Chamberlain believed this would quell Hitler's desire to claim more territory and prevent any conflict with Germany from breaking out, declaring shortly after the agreement that he had secured peace for our time.